Catherine Koo was immersed in art from a young age. Her parents gave her black and white postcards of famous paintings, which she colored in with crayons. When she was 10 years old, she contracted polio. She spent the next decade in heavy body casts, and sometimes in a wheelchair. For several years, she had to withdraw from school and was tutored at home, where her father taught her how to catalog his collection of art prints. She described this experience as the beginning of her interest in art. While studying economics at Vassar, she took a class on Italian Renaissance art with Alfred Barr, who would later become the first director of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. In his lectures, Barr made art history interesting by connecting it to movies, design, and industry. As a result of Barr's class, Koo changed her major to art history and later pursued graduate studies at the University of Chicago. She never formally studied modern art, however. Instead, she visited galleries in New York and explored the few places in Chicago that showed modern art. Koo's graduate studies were interrupted when she married Chicago businessman George Koo in 1930. After 5 years in the Chicago suburbs, she left the marriage, wanting greater freedom to pursue her interest in art. She opened a gallery, a bold move at the time, as the country was in the depths of the Depression. She kept her gallery financially afloat by teaching art history classes. The Catherine Koo Gallery became an original and vibrant venue for avant-garde art. But when World War II limited her ability to procure art from Europe, she was forced to close. She then began working at the Art Institute of Chicago, eventually becoming the director of the Gallery of Art Interpretation. There, she created a new approach to art education that was aimed at the general public. She sought to explain art visually and in terms of itself, rather than through lengthy written explanations.